Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, September 22nd, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We are picking up in Joshua chapter 14, which speaks of Caleb. Remember, in the book of Joshua, we are entering the Promised Land. But there were 12 spies that were sent out 45 years earlier to spy out the Promised Land before the 40 years of wandering in the desert. And Caleb was one of them. Caleb and Joshua came back and said, yes, let's go get the land. And the other 10 said, no, there's too many big people there and we can't do it. If we look back at Numbers 14, I think verse 7 or something like that, Caleb says something that I love because it reminds us of what is so important and kind of the theme of Joshua. He says this, "If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them." We're learning again and again not to fear the enemy, but to fear the Lord in reverence and to obey him. And when we as his people do this, then we're on his team and we will be delivered. Okay, Joshua chapter 14, division of the land west of the Jordan. Now, these are the areas the Israelites received as an inheritance in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel allotted to them. Their inheritances were assigned by lot to the 9.5 tribes, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Moses had granted the 2.5 tribes their inheritances east of the Jordan, but had not granted the Levites an inheritance among the rest. For Joseph's descendants had become 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites received no share of the land, but only towns to live in, with pasture lands for their flocks and herds. So the Israelites divided the land just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.' Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this whole country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said." Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba, after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war. At least 3 times in this passage, it is mentioned that Caleb followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Oh, that might be said also of each of us. Okay, let's turn on over to the Psalms. We're reading Psalm 116 today. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm, I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thanks offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Let's turn over now to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, starting in verse 20, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. We begin with the woe on unrepentant towns. So Jesus begins to denounce these towns where he has performed miracles, but they have not repented. So they've seen the glory of the Lord on display, and yet it has not changed their lives. And then at the end of the passage, there is this hopeful message to all who are weary and burdened. And I hope that you'll just end reading God's word with me today, reminded of the rest that you can find in our Lord Christ. Starting with the woe on unrepentant towns in verse 20. Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I want to read those last verses for us again. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I'm reminded from this passage that our Lord Jesus desires relationship with us. He wants us to learn from him. He wants us to see his gentle heart. And so let us pray that the Lord would draw us near and would help us not to be burdened, but to find rest in Him. Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word. Thank you for the promises of Scripture where we see Caleb entering the promised land and getting the land that was promised to him. Thank you for the reminder that you desire for us to fear you alone and to act in obedience. Thank you for the psalm that reminds us that you hear our prayers and you are merciful to us. And thank you, Lord, for this passage about being weary and burdened and how we can bring that to you. I lift up to you, my brothers and sisters, whatever wearies them today, Lord, would you take that yoke upon you? Would you help them to seek you? Would you help them to find rest in you? For you are humble in heart, and you give us rest for our souls. We praise you, Lord Christ. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.